This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. It's been 20 years since environmental activists set up a blockade on a Forest Service road near Oak Ridge to prevent logging in the Warner Creek watershed in the Willamette National Forest. I spoke with Timothy Inglesby, director of Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology. He remembers the events, which started with fire.
The fire was ignited by arsonists in October of 1991, and they set the fire in what is called the Corn Patch Roadless Area. It was one of the first habitat reserves set up for the northern spotted owl, which was headed for extinction from old-growth clear-cutting. And in this area, logging was prohibited. Well, the smoke hadn't even cleared when the Willamette National Forest said, these trees are dead, so they're no longer good for owls, but they're plenty valuable for lumber, and they proposed a salvage timber sale. That started about a five-year campaign to stop the salvage timber sale.
Inglesby says in 1995, federal magistrate Thomas Coffin agreed with environmental groups and suspended salvage logging in Warner Creek.
After Judge Coffin issued his ruling, said, the Forest Service, this is an illegal timber sale, Judge Hogan kind of sat on that ruling till Congress passed the salvage logging rider. And that basically suspended all laws governing logging in the national forest for about a year and a half. It set up a kind of regime of lawless logging.
When did activists go up and block the logging road?
That was very exciting. Right after Judge Hogan threw the court victory, negated that, activists left the courtroom and headed up to the forest right there. And there they sat, basically at a locked gate that the Forest Service had set up to keep people out of the timber sale area, and they sat there, and they sat there for almost 360 days through the winter, 8 feet of snow, continuous vigil, kind of nonviolent direct action, blocking the road from the Forest Service and loggers. It was really a remarkable feat, the longest running blockade of a timber sale in U.S. history up to that point.
In the summer of 1996, the Forest Service broke up the activist blockade. Several protesters were arrested. The salvage logging project was canceled. Inglesby says in the 24 years since the Warner Creek fire, the forest is thriving.
The new trees are a dozen feet tall or more. It's incredible diversity, all native plants. Unlike some of the burned clear cuts that are full of weeds, invasive plants, this is all native plants. It's really one of the best kept secrets in the Forest Service, and aggressive management is not needed to recover forests from fires. It's part of the natural cycle, and it's teeming with wildlife. There's herds of elk and deer. Owls, of course, bear, coyote.
We're experiencing wildfire season right now in the West, and, hearing about these fires that are being battled aggressively, and a lot of that is to, protect people's homes. What do you see in terms of how this experience of Warner Creek and seeing it recover might teach us a different way to approach wildfires?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, about 2,500 firefighters battled the Warner Creek fire. We spent $10 million. And basically, it was the winter snow put out the fire. The fire itself defined its own boundaries. When the conditions are right for large wildfires, they'll burn until those conditions change. Then they kind of put themselves to bed. We absolutely need fire protection, fire suppression to protect homes and communities. But what are we doing battling blazes, fighting fires, or really making war on wildlands in these backcountry areas? And we didn't really save anything. In fact, when the Forest Service said, okay, all those trees that you firefighters saved, we're now going to clear cut, that also brings up issues. What are we doing this at all? We're spending lots of money, putting young lives at risk, and in many cases doing more harm than good. We should be more selective, strategic. Where do we need to really fight fires near our homes and communities that cannot burn? And avoid those backcountry wildland areas that really need to burn.
Timothy Inglesby is director of Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology. There's a celebration of the anniversary of Warner Creek starting tonight with a film screening of documentaries about the blockade. It's at the Boreal in Eugene. Saturday and Sunday, people can head up to Warner Creek for tours and a campout. More information at our website, klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.